Today is the 9th of September, and well, I finally made 20 years old. Now all I gotta do is make it out of here and I'll be all set. We went on, a 10-day mission. We just got back a couple days ago. I was telling you about our mission until I got interrupted by our first sergeant. He just came in and told us to put a blanket over the entrance of a bunker because they were not having very good light discipline. Well, we've only been here 4 months now, and I guess they couldn't find anything else better to do. Comes around half-loaded. Well, he's loaded all the time. This guy is a riot, really. I mean, I don't know. I never seen him sober. And, well, anyways, I was going to tell you about our last mission. We went out on a 10-day mission and didn't see much, except, what was it, 2nd platoon or 1st platoon that found the bodies?
2nd.
Yeah, 2nd platoon found some old bodies, and they had to dig them up, make sure there's no GIs in the graves. And I guess they stunk pretty bad. Well, anyways, they buried them, covered them up again, and 2 days later, the general wanted to have some pictures taken. He sent those guys back out in a chopper, made them dig them up again, and they stunk so bad that everyone was gagging and all that, and they had to put on gas masks, and they were still gagging. And the bodies were rotting so bad that you couldn't get them out of the holes. And we went down into this valley this one day, and the gunships and everything worked out just as we were coming in, you know, bullets flying all around, you know, making sure there was no VC down there. But we didn't run into anything down there. And the next day we had to climb this out of this canyon, and it was straight up. It was ledge and everything, and it's pretty hairy. We went across this ledge, is about 6 inches wide, and dropped off 50 feet straight down. And everybody made it, boy. It was. I get some real good pictures. I sent them to be developed, and when I get them back, I'll send them to you. But it was quite a hump. And 2 days later, we come in, right? We humped 10 clicks in one day, right? We humped 10 clicks in one day. That's 10,000 meters, which is a lot of. It's quite a distance, you know, with all the gear we're carrying. And we picked up 7 detainees on the way in. They're all mountain yards. Real friendly. They all shook our hands and all this. Carried some of the guys' rucksacks for them. We brought them in here, and it turned out that they were all friendly people, I guess, because the whole village came down the next day wanting to see their men. They're kind of mad that we took all their young men off. They come down with rice wine and everything else and greeted us. And we had to all take a drink of their rice wine. It tasted pretty bad. That stuff's rotten. And I guess they're going to return their men to them, but it wasn't too bad of an operation, except it rained quite a bit. I'm RTO now. I probably already told you, but I'm RTO now, and I'm getting over a lot more than I was. Don't have to go on LPs, syrups, or any of that, and I don't know, it's a lot better. I have to carry a Prick 25 radio now, but it weighs 25 pounds, but I don't carry machine gun ammo and claymore mines and all this other stuff, so I think it equals out. It might be 4 or 5 pounds more at the most. But I was going to go to Australia this month. I was supposed to go the 22nd to the 29th, but it was canceled. I don't know what the reason was, but it come down that my R&R to Australia had been canceled along with everybody else's, so maybe next month I'll get it. So I sent you home $160 this month in check, and I kept the rest. We've been taking it easy the last couple of days, drinking quite a bit of beer, and our platoon leader picked us up 3 or 4 fifths, I guess. And we've been doing a little bit of drinking the last few days, taking it easy, having a good time. Haven't been doing much anything. And we might be in here as much as 20 days. Last night we had a barbecue to celebrate Ho Chi Minh's death. We had barbecued steaks and chicken and beer and Coke, free beer and Coke. We had a pretty good time. Supposed to be a ceasefire going on over here, but it doesn't amount to anything, you know. Ceasefires over here don't mean anything. It's just a word. That's all it means. Because Charlie Company ran into a 18 VC today. Yeah, didn't you hear about that? Talking to Doc Kongaluski. He's from Chicago. He's a gangster from Chicago. He's our medic. The VC, they don't observe any of this stuff. They just use it for an excuse, you know, to hit us. Figure we'll be off guard, but, you know, it doesn't mean anything. All these holidays and stuff, just like they don't observe our ceasefires either. Mom, I got your package 2 days ago, and I want to thank you very much. Had a lot of good food and beer in it. and we ate most of it. I'm going to save some of the canned goods for when I go humping, but I appreciate it very much. Lately, they've been sending us out on these day patrols. They expect us to hump 12 clicks a day and even more, which we have trouble making 6 clicks a day because of the terrain and all that. So, you know, if you complain about it, they're going to make you go anyways. So we don't say a word. They just send us out in these 12-click operations. We go outside the perimeter for 200 or 300 minutes and sit down for 3 or 4 hours and just pull guard and shoot the bull, take it easy, and come in time for dinner. There's no way you could go that distance in that short of time, but these lifers around here, some of them aren't on the ball too well. Most of them aren't.